by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shammas. But before we get to Barry, I wanted to clarify something that was brought up in both my afternoon and evening programs yesterday, and that is that that Alex Jones had said that you were not going to be able to sell gold or silver coins after the middle of July, that the over-the-counter market was going to close. And people called in, you know, and insisted that is what he said. And when I questioned it, they said, "Yo, you're saying that Alex Jones isn't telling the truth." And I said, "No, I just don't believe what you're saying." Well, you can listen to it on his program, they said. And I had three different callers come in, and of course one of them is a disinformation specialist who always calls in with faulty information. When you listen to talk radio, understand that the enemy is trying to confuse you, and they'll come on to my program and Alex's program. And of course, on this, Alex was entirely right. He was talking about the Forex market, F-O-R-E-X. How many of you have any idea what it is? You don't. You're not supposed to know about it. It's a very complicated market having to do with options and having to do with future contracts. And it has to do with basically this options and people who are buying and selling commodities that don't exist. And what it basically is going to mean is that the large banks will no longer be able to sell contracts for gold and silver that they don't have, that these are going to be regulated, the market is going to be regulated, and a bank is not going to be able to naked short as they have in the past and manipulate the market. It comes out of the Dodd bill, which is what it says, but it has nothing to do with gold and silver coins and the things that affect people or the sale of gold and silver. Frank is hysteria created on talk radio by people who either didn't understand or did understand and wanted to confuse you and create panic. There's enough out there to be concerned about. To try to get legitimate voices, Alex certainly is a very reliable source of information. I have the greatest respect for what he really says, not for what people says that he says. Check everything, double check it, and just because one of my callers calls in with a story doesn't mean it's true. And I will always try to let you know what I think. Of course, yesterday both Bob Chapman and I disagreed with the callers, and looking it up, that's what the story was. Well, with that as a background, our special guest this morning, Barry Shammas, an investigative reporter, an Israeli citizen, who spent 30 years as an investigative reporter over in Israel, and he was getting so close to the very devil's heartbeat of the corruption that exists at the highest levels in Israel. There were attempts on his life. He was forced to come to America. And, of course, he still operates from here, has come up with some wonderful stories, and still is widely read, and his stories are widely read in Israel. And, in fact, his latest one on Congressman Wiener, or Weiner, however you want to pronounce it, has gone all over the world. But without his background, Barry, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the last two articles I wrote, are being proven indisputable. When I wrote them, there was a great deal of doubt, and now, unfortunately, in the case of Gilad Shalit, that is the Israeli soldier held by Hamas in Gaza, I wrote that, and I told Israeli TV that he's dead. You're dealing with a delusion right now. Since I wrote that article, it's probably a coincidence, but there's been a lot of action on Gilad Shalit. Forget the newspaper Al-Shark Al-Aswat. You don't know it, but it's reliable. It's a London-based newspaper, and they did a pretty good background of the pressures on Hamas to release Shalit. That the French President Sarkozy and the German Chancellor Merkel on Friday, which is 4 or 5 days ago, they called for the release of Gilad Shalit, but there's way more to the story.
Could you tell our listeners who do not know who this is? Who is this gentleman you're talking about?
Well, I just said he's the Israeli soldier kidnapped by Hamas in Gaza.
Okay.
All right, now back we go. Now, as I wrote, Shalit has not been visited by anyone in 5 years. The Red Cross, the Germans were just there 2 months ago, and Hamas would not let the mediator see Shalit, which to me is, they didn't have a Shalit to show the Germans. But nonetheless, everybody is pitching in now what France and Germany offered Hamas in return for Shalit was a tremendous deal. They would recognize, de facto recognition, of Hamas as the leader of Gaza, and that's going to allow for European investment. Well, it's that kind of legitimization is a huge political offer. And look, for one soldier to turn down EU recognition makes no sense whatsoever. The story gets kind of worse, because first of all, they turned down France and Germany, and that's not a good sign. But what happened is that Israel turned to Egypt to be the mediator again, and they offered Hamas a great deal. Netanyahu offered Hamas 1,000 prisoners, Palestinian prisoners, needless to say, for one soldier, and that's 1,000 to 1. You can't get any better offer than that, short of releasing everybody, including mass murderers. That's as good as anybody could expect. But the Egyptians, they reported that Hamas turned it down. I mean, here's their diplomatic quote.
Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and of course this is the tragic story of an Israeli soldier who'd been kidnapped some 5 years ago. And what was so interesting about initially was that at that point, the very night he was abducted, there were opportunities they could have gotten him back, and these soldiers were not allowed to. And you have to ask yourself why that was true. One of the provisions when the Israelis invaded Gaza a couple of years ago was that the soldier be returned and they would pull out, but they pulled out without getting the soldier back. Then, of course, Netanyahu has offered 1,000 terrorists in return for the one soldier. Now, why would you offer 1,000 terrorists, many of the murderers and mass murderers, and, the reason, in my estimation, is you're not going to have terrorism unless you have terrorists. You'll arrest all the terrorists. Why, you don't have a game. It's like when you go fishing. It's catch and release, catch and release. After all, if you didn't release all the fish, there wouldn't be any fish to catch. And when we're dealing with terrorists, why would you offer 1,000 terrorists in return for one soldier? And then, of course, the other side said, we won't release him. Well, of course, Barry's point is, this soldier is, in all probability, dead. He has to be dead. I mean, even Hamas would not be averse to releasing one soldier for 1,000 terrorists who they could use for continuing the war on terror. Unless, of course, the war on terror is as phony as a $3 bill. Netanyahu's in on this, Hamas is in on this, but they can't release a soldier because he's dead. Pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, what the Egyptians said is, here's their press release. We have once again taken up to managing the matter, and we will work according to what we believe are better and improved terms within the framework of the changes that must be made. A bunch of gobbledygook. But what they said off the record is that Hamas told them that they bring one more Israeli plan and Shalit, quote, will be disappeared. In short, he's dead. And I don't know why. That conclusion wasn't reached previously, but neither here nor there. I wrote an article that said that. And since then, there have been massive diplomatic efforts to get him released, and, well, they're going to fail because he's dead. And how Hamas can get out of this? He had an accident. It wasn't our fault. He fell. I don't know what they're going to do when the pressure is so great that they have to give some sort of explanation why they're not giving in. Well, they'll have some excuse planned in the future. Now, the second story that I wrote was the Anthony Weiner story. And, again, what I ultimately claimed it was his wife, the lovely Huma Abedin, who beyond a shadow of a doubt, by the way, and I proved it well, but there's no doubt that she was the lesbian lover of Hillary Clinton. Well, her marriage to a Jew, Weiner, is, well, the Muslims would not permit a thing like that. She is from Saudi Arabia. Before returning to the United States, when she was 18, she lived for 16 years in Saudi Arabia. Her mother is a professor of sociology in Saudi Arabia, and I pointed out that she's got direct ties to the Saudi royal family. And, well, what I said was this was a sham marriage, and the goal was to infiltrate American government to get rid of this very pesky pro-Israel congressman. Well, Waleed Shurbat, who is an Arab who converted to Christianity, well, he wrote about the mother. And in short, she's a member of the Muslim Sisterhood, which, as you can imagine, is the female version of the Muslim Brotherhood. But what he wrote is their goal is to infiltrate the West using agents of influence. Huma Abedin was set up deliberately to bring down this congressman. And remember, Bill Clinton presided over their wedding. Hillary Clinton was her lesbian lover. You know, Washington is not what people think. And the Clinton family is just up to it. Everything is sexual with them. Every scandal somehow goes back to sex. The Weiner story was not properly told, except by me. But the evidence coming in, again, the Shubat evidence, just, well, it just fortifies the article that I wrote, what was it, 10 days ago. Now, we can go on, but I, you know, I don't want to just say that I'm always right, but just note there's going to be a flotilla coming to Israel. Now, if you recall in March, was it March or it was a few months ago, there was a flotilla from Turkey that was mishandled by Israel, and there were nine crew, not crew members, passengers, whoever wants to bring, well, the picture is goodwill medicine and goodwill blankets and all these really humanitarian goods, which is was not the object of the first flotilla. It was to provoke Israel. Now, the reasoning was that Israel is sanctioning and blockading Gaza, and we're going to break the blockade. But this time around, there's going to be a big flotilla. It's on its way to Israel. It's from Turkey, but it's also got a Canadian ship, and it's got a German ship, and Israel's going to have to somehow deal with this, and they're taking tremendous pains not to kill anyone for the bad publicity. But the fact remains, Egypt opened the Rafah border to Gaza a week ago. There is a border, and there is no blockade. If they want to send medicine to Gaza, they just simply ship it to Egypt, and it flows freely into Gaza. They're not breaking a blockade. There's an open border right now. Now, this reasoning for the flotilla, well, they simply can't change their reasoning. They don't have a good reason now that there's an open border, so their answer answer is to say nothing. Israel is still blockading Gaza, and we don't care about Egypt. We're going to break the blockade. It's a provocation. It's a publicity stunt. And we have to sit back and wait because it's about, well, I guess less than a week away from becoming news again.
Well, it's obviously an effort to discredit Israel in the eyes of the world, and there'll be some sort of violence there, and that's what it's all about. Okay, go ahead. What's next?
Well, first of all, Israel's trying to prevent the violence. They learned a little as well, and there are ways to neutralize ships, and we'll see what they do. Well, what's next? I think maybe a warning, and this may be just a publicity stunt, but you have to pay attention to it, because the Financial Post, which is a respected financial newspaper, had an article. It was written by one Lawrence Solomon. You can look it up if you want to. But what it claims is that Israel has almost as much oil as Saudi Arabia's entire reserves of 260 billion barrels. Israel has 250 billion barrels in the Shvela Basin. Shvela means plain or central Israel, so I assume it's in central Israel. Now, look, the problem was that this article, they interviewed, as near as I can figure, one person. And that was Howard Jonas. He's the CEO of something called, he's an American, by the way, Israel Energy Initiatives, which is going to be gathering the funds together to dig for this oil. Now, what Jonas says, again, I don't trust it. All right? But he says there may be as much as half a trillion barrels under Israel. And that's more oil than, well, than Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states combined. Now, for the starry-eyed reader, well, just imagine if Israel had as much oil as Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states, that would change the isolation and the prejudice in a wink of an eye. America could get its oil from Israel, wouldn't have to worry about these pesky Arabs. But I suspect strongly that we may be, it may be a scam. Now, what Jonas says is that the oil world knows about this tremendous pool under Israel, but they didn't want to insult the Muslims by actually drilling for it. But now he's got a team together that'll drill for it. You know, the real problem here is that for the last, 40 years. Well, I'll give you one example from Texas of a Christian who read a prophecy in the Bible that told him exactly where to dig for oil, and he got tens of millions of dollars from naive Christians, and, well, it was a dry hole. What I'm worried about with this announcement, with a lot of people thinking it's real, the rumors are floating everywhere that this may be another dry hole.
I suspect it is. I've heard the same thing over and over again through the years, and it's always, you know, simply a means of getting money out of gullible Christians. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, this one's getting more publicity than the usual, mostly because in the Mediterranean they did find a big pool of natural gas, and Israel has its claim on it. So the talk of Israel being energy reliant it's in the air right now, all right? That's why this story, I think, may be getting more press than it probably deserves. But we'll wait and see. He claims they're going to be drilling with tremendous backing for, that he's put together a team of oil geniuses. Well, we'll wait and see. I have no comment beyond that. Now, the next story is going to take a little bit of time, but it's a good one, and I know something about it personally. An American Israeli, his name is Ilan Grapel. He was arrested last week in Egypt as, well, an alleged spy for Israel. And apparently, well, what the American ambassador in Cairo inquired, because he is American. He's from Queens, New York. And he doesn't, you know, he has an obligation to for an American jailed in Egypt. He was told that Grapel is in big trouble. And we don't know more than that, but big trouble means life in prison, if not execution. They don't like spies in Egypt. Now, look, let's do some background here. Now, what the Egyptians are claiming is that Grapel, who came to Egypt just after the riots against Mubarak began. And
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Stafford.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get to your PayPal button.
Sure. My books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. You'll get to my books. You can download them for less than $10. They're in your computer a few minutes later. My website is BarryChamish.com. There is a PayPal button at the bottom of the main page. And if you are so kind as to donate to my work, I will send you a really nice package of DVDs. The DVDs you can't get at Lulu. And if you're interested, my number is 904-315-8079 for the DVDs, or to invite me to speak, 904-315-8079. Now let's get back to this American Israeli arrested last week in Egypt as a spy. Now, Ilan Grapel, a little background. He came to Israel in 2005 to serve in the IDF, and he was lightly wounded in the 2006 Lebanon War. Before we go into the importance of that, let's look at his case. While Mubarak is on the ropes, he arrives in Egypt as, for what reason, not properly understood, but he volunteers for a non-profit organization there helping African refugees, which there are a lot of Mossad fake organizations, and this sounds like one of them, but I don't know. But again, he has to extend his visa now that he's staying in Egypt working for this non-profit organization, and he applies for a visa extension, and he is fluent in Arabic, but he is not a Muslim. He describes himself as a Muslim. Now, that's just a lie. Now, I'm going to read what the Israelis, what the Israeli media, their explanation for him saying he's a Muslim. Get ready, because it's really wacky. The fact is that he sees no difference between the followers of Allah and the followers of the Torah, because we all pray to the same God. That's the explanation given. Nobody in Egypt believes that, and if any Israeli thinks that someone is going to lie on his visa application and change religions because he doesn't know the difference between an Arab and a Jew, well, that's what they're selling in Israel. Look, he got caught, but he got caught doing pretty bad things. Just a few of them are coming out of Cairo right now. Is that he penetrated meetings of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafist parties. He confessed to working for the Mossad. Now again, a confession in Egypt involves a lot of violence, and it could be a false confession, but they have him confessing that he worked for the Mossad. Worse, he confessed that he sent regular reports back to his handlers in Tel Aviv. The guy is in big, big trouble. Now, first of all, let's go back to the business that he was a soldier in 2005. I was a soldier in my first, it was about 6 months after I had begun my service, that I got a notice that I am wanted. It was an office on Derek Petak Tikva in Tel Aviv. I think the address was 157, but it's been a while. And with this invitation to a change of position in the army, that's what it said. You have a chance to enter a new division in the army and change your position. I got a week's vacation. Listen, a week's vacation in the army is a big deal, and it doesn't go on your record. You get your regular vacation, you just get a free week. So I wrote him back and said, sure, I'll come to the meeting. Now, during that week, I was followed. My mail was opened. I remember I had a birthday party, so it had to have been in January. A beautiful woman met me on a bus, started talking to me, and I ended up inviting her to the party. They watched me like a hawk for a week. Then I had this meeting in this very stark office where I was told that, my foreign passport and my fluent English could get me a job teaching in Thailand or Burma. I could be teaching English. They didn't say for who or why, but I listened. And after this week was over, they decided that I was not fit material to be a Mossad agent. This was what happened to me, but it happens, I think, to every soldier from a useful foreign country. You get the week off and you get the meeting. Now, a very good thing, in a way, it's helped me in my experience. When I was inducted into the Army, there's an induction center. It's called the Baka in Israel. I spent 3 days there with all kinds of confused soldiers we got a uniform and a tent and nothing more until we got orders to ship out to this unit or that unit. In my tent, and he became a good friend, and he knew me from before, though I recall not remembering him from before, was Michael Oren. Michael Oren is now the Israeli ambassador to the United States. And we became best pals for those 3 days. He was my buddy. Now, I saw him after the Army, and we went over our services. Mine was just eating sand. I did a grunt service, but he went to Iraq and Syria, all through the Middle East. He went to the meeting, and they got him a fancy new identity. He was working for the Kansas City Star. They got him press credentials. They had the newspaper phone the governments and tell them to host their reporter. He told me all about Syria, and he told me all about Iraq. Syria, the food is great, he told me. But they really hate Jews, he said. He stood on their side of the Golan Heights. He was a spy for the Mossad. Now, look, between us, he has what it takes to make it in the establishment, and I obviously don't. And frankly, I concur with their evaluation that I was not fit material to be a spy. I'm not sure I would have wanted to go to Syria and Iraq. But
hold
that
thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shammers.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Barry was certainly describing his own experiences when they tried to recruit him into the Mossad, and he didn't pass muster, so probably the best thing that ever happened for him. One of his friends, who he was in basic training with, was recruited in the Mossad and was then sent all over the Middle East as a reporter. I think that gentleman today is an Israeli ambassador. I mean, he's done very well. But because he was recruited in the Mossad, and of course carrying over this gentleman who has now been arrested in Egypt there as a Mossad agent, very simply pointing out that this young man claims that there's no difference between being a Jew and a Muslim. That's why he said he was a Muslim. He isn't. He's obviously a Mossad agent. He's been taken prisoner in Egypt, and things will probably go very, very badly for him. Pick up the story there.
Well, the Israelis are spreading the word that that Egypt is holding him to be used by this new ruling military regime, who is also despised by the Egyptians. He's using them to appease calls for Egypt to return to a state of war with Israel. And again, whether that's true or not, that's some accusation. Look, this guy, Ilan Grapple, is really a hot item in Cairo. Now, this caught my eye. I don't know how serious it is, but all kinds of Palestinians, dozens of them anyways, protesters, protested against the Egyptian parliament that you take this Grapple and you use him to exchange Palestinian prisoners of war. In other words, to replace Shalit, we have a new Shalit, Ilan Grapple. And, well, look, objectively, one state doesn't hand over an indicted spy to another organization in a separate entity, it's not a state yet, to get their prisoners out of Israeli jails. It's a wacky idea. I don't know if it's ever been done, but the point of the matter is that this guy is getting really, really big in Egypt and now in Gaza, because they did kill Gilad Shalit, and now they've got a new Israeli soldier who's now going to be, as I said, in prison for life or executed in Egypt. Said, don't kill him. We could use this guy. You know what? That's the end of this story. We'll see how this one turns out, although I think I just got the answer of how it's going to turn out. He's going to be spending a long time in prison in Egypt.
Okay, fine. So what's the next story?
Well, I just want to finish. I know time is running out, but this is kind of important. You'll see why. Jonathan Pollard, he's the spy that America's, again, put in prison for life. For a lot of reasons, it's really an illegitimate sentence he got, but I won't dive into that. His father died this week, and his biography is really something. During World War II, his father, Morris Pollard, earned a commendation medal and three presidential citations for his work on exotic viruses in the Pacific Southwest. He was quite quite a patriot and quite a good guy. Now, the point is, he dies, and is the Israelis backing Jonathan Pollard want him to go to the funeral, which, by the way, is probably over by now. But look at their language. Get ready. That America didn't let Jonathan go to his father's funeral. We are shocked and horrified by the cruelty of those who pretend to be safeguarding human rights in the world, but until this moment of writing are not allowing Jonathan to participate in his father's funeral. May you, that's Jonathan, be comforted among the builders of Zion and Eretz Israel. The people of Israel wrap their arms around you with love and admiration for your unending dedication and the heavy price you're paying for God's people. What a bunch of crock. Look, the real problem is these people are so thoroughly deluded that Jonathan's so-called wife, that's another story, there was no wedding, but he's got a wife. The wife went to President Shimon Peres to appeal to him to call up Obama and release Jonathan just for the funeral. This is how nuts they are. Without Shimon Peres stealing Pollard's material and turning it into what became Iran-Contra, he wouldn't be sitting in prison. Peres is the primary reason Jonathan Pollard got a life sentence, and he's the last person in the world who would appeal on his behalf for anything. But these people who claim that they're wrapping their arms around him with love and admiration are going to his literally executioner and asking him to intervene on their behalf. It's so frustrating. It really is just so frustrating. You can no more convince Israelis of actual factual truth than you can convince Americans that Wiener's wife married him as part of an intelligence plot coming from Saudi Arabia, which is also, in my opinion, just as factually a truth.
Okay, fine. I think it's all sort of fascinating information. It all certainly ties together. There's so much intrigue out there, and the tragic story, of course, of Jonathan Pollard, and he certainly felt that America was betraying Israel, saying one thing to the Israelis and then doing something entirely different. But the information he released was really not that important. He has been incarcerated for entirely different reasons. Okay, anything else we're going to cover this morning?
Do we have much time?
No, we got about, we're out of time, as a matter of fact. Our guest has been Barry Shamish, and hopefully Barry will be back with us again next week.
Nice talking to you. Bye,
thanks
all.
Thanks so much, Barry.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network and hope you enjoy our weekly conversations with Barry Shemesh. Gives you some insight of the intrigue that's going on over there, and Barry certainly is not a propagandist for the Mossad or for the Israeli establishment. He calls it as it is, and I think he gives us a fair appraisal of what's really going on behind the scenes. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And, of course, we've lost some of our regular supporters because of the downturn. We're trying to expand our ministry to reach as many people as we can in the short period of time we have before, of course, the whole financial system collapses and we get into some real problems in America. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us, why, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. The world financial system is deteriorating. It's not happening by accident, happening by intent. They intend, I think, to destroy our economic system. They intend to take us into an inflationary spiral, and you'll get your Social Security check. It just won't buy much of anything. You'll be entitled to Medicare, but the doctors are going to have to drop out. They're not going to be able to afford to stay within the system. The same will be true for the hospitals. Understand the ravages of inflation that are coming and that this is not happening by accident, by intent, because there really are people who want to destroy our economic system, our currency, and take us into a one-world government. There's a subversive element. They're what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. But what is different about our ministry is we'll take you into the force behind the Brotherhood. That's why you need to get my talks on the secret, the forbidden secret, and the dark secret, and the last two have syllabuses with them. You need to understand what is really going on to be able to interpret the unfolding of events. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV War. We've got some great new four CD sets. There's a two CD set on the Illuminati, which is available. Dr. Cuddy gives you the background of the Illuminati, and of course it's simply a modern day manifestation of the ancient mystery religions. And what was their goal? A one world government in a one world religion, which is exactly the goal of the people behind what's going on today. Why do you think NBC recently did a presentation of the Pledge of Allegiance, but took "under God" out of it? Fortunately, they had a tremendous outcry, and they admitted they'd done it intentionally. It was a poor idea. No, it wasn't a poor idea. NBC is part of this whole idea of destroying the religious foundation of our country. Why do you think that the Masons on the Supreme Court back in 1962 took God in prayer and the mention of the Ten Commandments certainly out of our society? These people knew what they were doing. They hate America because they worship a different God. Until you understand that this Gnostic religion is the foundation of everything going on today, nothing makes sense. But of course, nobody's going to tell you that. And who do the Gnostics worship? they worship Lucifer. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapy.